preventing yawning in teenagers. And one way to do it is to take a nap at school. And there are some public high schools in New Mexico actually providing napping pods for students. Here's NPR's Patty Naiman.
They look like egg-shaped space capsules.
You lay in it and it starts to recline.
That's Hannah Vanderkoy, a senior at Las Cruces High School.
The shell comes over and it just kind of envelops you in like a really nice darkness, but it's not too dark, you know, and they have like little soft lights in behind you and like soft music that plays.
Legs elevated, lower back relaxed, all designed to induce calm and hopefully a little sleep. The 20-minute interlude in a very busy, stressful day is a welcome relief for Hannah, who typically gets only 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night.
Being a senior, I have to apply for scholarships and I have to do my homework and I have to do all this. And so my sleep cycle has just kind of become this night owl life, and it's just kind of the new normal.
Hannah says she's not alone. Lots of her friends are on a similar schedule. Dr. Nitin Verma is a sleep specialist and spokesperson for the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. He says a nap can't substitute for a good night's sleep, but it can certainly help.
A short nap for a teenager can give a boost to memory and attention during the day. It can increase school performance.
Nurse practitioner Linda Summers works with Las Cruces High Schools. It was her idea to apply for a federal health grant to buy pods for 4 schools. They cost $14,000 apiece. She says they're worth it because lack of sleep makes students more easily upset, anxious, and even angry. In these cases, she will often write a prescription for the napping pod.
You need to do this twice a week. You need to do this before you have a fight with somebody or you have a test and you haven't slept.
And Summer says teachers also recommend students take a short nap.
I was falling asleep in one of my classes and my teacher, instead of scolding me, he was like, you really, really need to go and take a nap because it's not really like me.
After 20 minutes in the pod, Hannah says she returned to class refreshed.
And I came back and I was awake and attentive and took my notes and, you know, just like a normal class.
Teachers and school nurses report the pods are a big success, sort of a therapeutic study hall that helps students focus better when they're in the classroom. And nurse Linda Summers says the pod experience just makes the kids feel better.
If you don't fall asleep, if you just zone out, which a lot of the kids say that happens to them, they also feel refreshed and calm.
Summers is also a researcher at New Mexico State University. She recently did a study asking 100 students who said they were agitated or upset about something how they felt before and after spending 20 minutes in the napping pod.
They all felt more rested. They all felt happier or more in control of their emotions after just 20 minutes.
So not only are the pods a place to catch up on sleep, they also provide a small oasis of calm for stressed out students. Patty Niemann, NPR News.